Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Later this hour, Dylan Strome for the Washington Capitals will join us at 8:45. So you definitely don't want to miss our guy, Stromer, in about 45 minutes.
All right, so I tweeted yesterday, and you know, we don't do them very often. It's hard to get us all together, but we did a new episode of Tales from the Foxy Gator with my guys Vinny and Joe P, and of course we had special guest Dylan Lauby. He's the running back that I've adopted here prior to the draft. He grew up with those guys. Joe P coached him in lacrosse from like age 7 or 8, football and lacrosse, till, you know, he went to college. And Dylan is a super nice kid, played at the University of New Hampshire, was All-American there, had opportunities to transfer and go to bigger schools and all of that, but he decided to stay there. We talk about his journey, so check that out. He even mentions the teams that he's spoken to. He did speak to the Commanders at one point, but it wasn't a big thing. It was just with some of the scouts at one of the events. But he's had some serious conversations with a bunch of teams, including the Bears. He thinks they're very interested in him. He talks about prepping for the combine. He talks about you guys even knew this, right? I think even Drab's not here, but he really shined and got national interest at the Senior Bowl. That's where he really made a name for himself, for the general public. And he played on Michael Penix's team, Bo Nix's team, and Sam Hartman's team. He did confirm Sam Hartman, maybe the most handsome guy he's ever seen in his life.
He is dreamy.
And I won't give you the answer yet. You check it out and listen for yourself. But of those guys, one of those quarterbacks he says he would definitely bet on to be the next big thing. Check that out. Just a super nice kid, somebody I've adopted here and I'm rooting for. And he projected to go anywhere between 4th, 5th, 6th round. Obviously, the earlier he goes, that would be the better.
Very good.
We did put up the Junkies poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. And it was based on our conversation earlier about the Commanders and could they have a Texans-like turnaround? 51%, 49%. It's pretty much right down the middle.
It's a close
51% though say yes.
Well, let's hope. Let's hope they're right. That'd be awesome. Awesome if they could get to
year one playoffs Dan Quinn.
Well, maybe not even playoffs, but 8 wins in year one.
This was kind of what I said the last couple of years. That's how low my
Playoffs would be awesome.
I just wanted to be competitive every week. I don't want it to be it was at the end, you know, with all these regimes that
just being out of it in the first half,
just out of it, and the games are awful.
Yeah,
I just want to be competitive, have a shot to win, you know, whatever that is. But I do think the schedule will make it better, and the coaching is going to be so much better. I might actually be stunned how much more competitive we are just based on coaching, game planning, you know, everything.
By the way, this really means nothing, but did you see the number that Marcus Mariota is going to wear?
Zippy.
Zero.
Zero.
First quarterback to ever do it.
I don't think I like
that. Is that right?
I don't think I like a guy just wearing zero.
You could say he's kind of a zero as a player, but that's not fair. He's had moments.
What was he wearing?
I did love Agent Zero.
Yeah.
I did love me some Gil.
There have been some zeros that have been great.
But like a quarterback to wear zero?
Well, it's a new era, Cakes.
It's going to be weird optics to see. Well, now, hopefully,
you're
I don't
not
see him on the field.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Hopefully, it's mostly you see that zero wearing zero on the sidelines wearing, you know, like a headset and with a clipboard.
Right.
Because if that zero trots out on the field, that's bad news for the Commanders, in my opinion.
Not if they decide that Drake May's our guy, like JP says, and he's just not quite ready yet to throw to the Wolves.
Mm-hmm. No, I just mean if you're playing Marcus Mariota for 6, 8, 10 games in a season, your season is going where his jersey number is. Nowhere.
I agree, but there could be a scenario where it does happen.
I understand that they like.
I would be surprised for that long.
I'd be surprised for that long.
I just remember when he was the Falcons before he mysteriously left them.
Mm-hmm.
He was woefully inaccurate. He had trouble with some of the most basic throws.
I know.
And
it's so strange because he has had moments. He has had moments.
I know.
And he is super athletic still.
I know he has those traits.
He actually might be a great backup. Because he can do
great
a
great backup?
Okay, maybe not
no,
great.
He's
but
not
a very good.
He might be good.
A very good backup.
I put him in good.
A very good backup.
I don't even consider him very good.
Well, he's won a playoff game. He's had success before.
Just watch him play. It's eye test.
He's still an athlete.
That's fine. They're playing guys that can do that. He's not better than Brissett.
I guess. I mean, we saw Brissett for like.
Mariota's probably going to be good for.
Brissett?
He came in and balled out. I know, but it's hard. That's such a small sample size.
It's a small sample size.
I can't get too excited about that.
Mariota will be good in the quarterback room, in the locker room for whoever they draft.
Let's hope so.
It'll be good
for that. That's the case.
But you don't want to see him play.
The quitting thing is a bad look, though. Like, I don't know how. I guess he justified it with, like, did he have an issue with his wife or something? Like, how did he justify it at the time?
Something like that.
But he basically got benched and quit. That's not a good look.
Right.
Not a good look. Do you remember exactly what it was
with
Mariota? Huh?
Get a baby.
A lot of guys have babies.
Hey, now that he's on the team, it's been driving me nuts for 10 years. Can we all pronounce his name correctly and get on the same page?
Mariota? Marcus Mariota. Mariota.
That's correct, it's right? It's Mar like Bar.
Right.
Or Michael Mar.
Michael Mariota.
Marcus Mariota.
Marcus Mariota.
I know. It's every other. It's Mariota.
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 Do we have the audio of Roger Goodell butchering his name?
Well, he's drafted. An idiot.
Oh, I'm sure we do.
I think we need to find that.
Hey, listen, I like to pronounce people's names correctly. Everyone's, you know, mispronouncing Wustizen, so yeah. Bugs the hell out of me.
Yes, that's true.
I know we're going to get into Field Yates' mock draft 2.0.
Can I get behind the scenes, just a quick radio insider on this? So
radio
we want to
insider.
Do this segment on Field Yates' 2-round mock draft on
All
ESPN.
Right.
So Drab was like, it's on ESPN Insider. I'll just come in and log in on your computer and pull it up
because
I'm too much of a squeaker to buy ESPN Insider.
Uh-huh.
For whatever reason, he couldn't access it through my computer. So then he attempted to print it out. And I have 1,000 pages. And it's not Drab's fault. I'm not killing Drab.
It's just not modified just, to rounds. Be printed.
Look at what I have here. There's all this paper.
All right, so who
the print websites aren't working. What I would like to do with Valdez is to take the printer that's in this room over here.
Yeah.
That is from 2007.
Can we do a Letterman bit?
I want to smash it into a million pieces.
Let's do
I know
it.
Valdez does. It was printing one page every 30 seconds. And that article is about 50 pages long.
Hold on. Why does it do that? Is it some sort of like dot matrix or something?
I don't know what's going on.
It's the oldest printer in the world. I have an issue with it every day. Yeah. I've been trying to get it replaced forever. And it's not happening. And so I've stopped complaining. I've stopped lamenting on it.
Well,
and then
if,
I've just,
why don't
I've
we just buy
now,
one
now
for
I'm just
bucks,
printing like over
one.
There.
Why can't we just buy a cheap one that
it's
would
been,
actually
been
work?
Addressed. It's supposedly we're supposed to be getting a new one, but we've been hearing that for
for weeks.
Months.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I know.
And I ate my yogurt with a knife today.
Spending, I think, has been frozen.
I just want to say that I ate my yogurt with a knife.
Cause they don't have the plastic spoons.
Cause they don't have spoons or forks.
Jeez. Worst kitchen in America.
I mean,
well, Cakes, you could also spring for ESPN Plus.
I could do that.
You don't have ESPN Plus? Don't you have the Disney package?
Yes.
I think
no, I do have ESPN Plus. I well, have
then,
the
okay, then click on, the, click on the article.
If you have Hold ESPN on. Plus.
I have ESPN Insider if I have ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
You're such a dog.
This is news to me. Hold on. Everybody knows that?
Yeah.
I've Everybody got it. On the planet knows
I've got it, but it's my buddy's login.
Well, I figured.
Just log in to your ESPN Plus and you can see the article without having him to print it.
A whole new world of opportunities opening to me.
Hey, you know what we talked about yesterday? Fubo. That's still been playing in my head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is so
to watch Nats games.
Right. But so is Fubo equivalent to YouTube TV? They basically have the same channel lineup. Is that how it works? It's like a Hulu?
I don't know. I think it's some sort of streaming platform.
It's their own version, yeah. So why don't I just ditch YouTube TV, ditch my cable, and just do Fubo?
You probably should.
Somebody said Fubo is like $80.
Do it.
I don't know enough about it.
Yeah, I know.
I know the MLS, like the DC United games were on there for a while.
Fubo?
Yeah.
Fubo.
I always want to say Fubu.
Yeah, Fubu Earl.
Fubo was very hard for me to say.
Listener.
Yeah.
Fubo Earl. Big Junks fan from back in the day. All right, so we did, Drab did kill 8 trees and print out this story about Field Yates' 2-round mock draft on ESPN.
All right.
At he has them making a trade, by the way.
He does.
Oh,
not
really?
Number 2, though.
No.
Right.
At number 2, he does have the Commanders taking Jaden Daniels. Out of LSU.
I don't think they're going to do that.
He says forecasting who the Commanders will take is a bit trickier. He's obviously referencing Caleb Williams going 1.
Mm-hmm.
As the team has not tipped its hand in any meaningful way. This is editorial. That's great news. Please don't have leaks from the front office. Keep everything under wraps until draft day. Thank you very much. So I'll go with Daniels, the second-ranked player on my board, regardless of position, to replace Sam Howell after his trade to Seattle. Daniels was the best player in college football last season, winning the Heisman. He blends rare mobility with excellent pocket passing. He averaged more rushing yards per carry than any other FBS player in 2023 and led the nation in QBR. So that's his rationale for picking Jaden.
It will be so exciting if they do end up going that route.
And it's probably a coin flip on whether or not they're going.
He was averaging more rushing yards per carry than all the running backs in college football.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's
pretty
impressive.
He had many explosive plays.
Pretty impressive.
If they take Jaden Daniels, I'm going with 9 wins or more this season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so where does he do on the second round picks?
Number 36, he has a projected trade.
All right.
To move up?
No. He has the Raiders sliding up into the 36th spot.
Or to draft Penix.
QB6 on his board, who is Michael Penix.
All right, they are desperate for a QB.
Yep. He says, after missing out on the top 5 passes on day 1 and knowing teams will be eyeing the quarterbacks available here, I have the Raiders sending number 44 and a 2025 third rounder to the Commanders for number 36.
So that would leave them 40 and 44?
Commanders would then be picking at 40 and 44.
All right, so what do you have them doing there?
Has receiver or tackle?
Has the Commanders selecting a wideout, a big wideout, Keon Coleman out of Florida State at the number 40 overall pick. It would add a size element, 6'3", 213 pounds, to the group of smaller receivers of Terry McLaurin.
He's not fast like a Brian Thomas at that size, but he's got size.
Right. Could be a red zone threat.
So can I tell you a nugget from my interview with Dylan yesterday? So when he was at the Senior Bowl, who's the receiver from Carolina that's potentially going to go?
Tez Walker.
Yeah.
He's a stud.
Yeah, he said, nice
South
kid.
South Carolina or North Carolina?
North Carolina.
Yeah.
North Carolina. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
DeMontez Walker.
Yeah. He said, great kid. He was putting so much pressure on himself. He doesn't think he caught one ball all week. He said, I'm not kidding. He didn't catch one ball. And he said a lot of guys were just locking up.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, just because you mentioned receiver there, I don't know where they have him projected. I don't know where they
I
have
think
him
projected. He's a pretty high, relatively
he
high
said,
pick.
Because he said he thought he was supposed to go in the first round. And he said he
I want to say I've seen third round.
Okay, he said he just the poor kid just did not catch a ball.
Froze.
Huh? Yeah.
He froze.
Yeah, he just locked up. He said some kids were putting so much pressure on themselves.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. That's how you make your money.
Yeah. No, it's your
life. Your livelihood is depending on something.
It's a huge test.
But remember,
he failed his test.
It was a Jamar Chase that was dropping balls like crazy when he first came in the league.
Yes, and his fantasy stock
remember
dropped,
that?
And then he had
then
a baller rookie season.
Figured it out. Was it preseason or maybe
it was in like training camp?
Yeah, preseason. He's dropping everything.
Yeah.
Hey, I know mock drafts don't mean anything, but if you're a Commanders fan and they come away with that draft of Jaden at 2, a big wide receiver at 40, an offensive tackle at 44, and a third rounder next year, that's a home run. You got to be ecstatic.
Sure. Yeah, I didn't even get because to you're going to have 44th pick.
Yes.
Yeah, 44th is what?
Yeah, they have Patrick Paul, offensive lineman out of Houston. He says, we got the Commanders a new quarterback and receiver, but what about the protection? Washington allowed 65 sacks in 2023, tied for second most. Paul is massive, 6'7", 332 pounds with 36-inch arms, making him a challenge to get around in pass protection. Also, he'd get to play with his older brother, Chris, who's a guard currently for the Commanders.
Oh, that's his brother.
Chris and Patrick Paul would be teaming up.
Well, then you've got minimum two new starters on your projected roster.
That would be a nice haul.
Yeah. I don't know. My brain kind of explodes when we do mocks that include trades.
We've done them a billion times.
You know what I mean, Drab? Like, these guys, I'm sure they have rationale, and that made perfect sense when you said they would trade up to 36 to get Penix because the Raiders. That makes perfect sense to me, but it's just hard for me to comprehend these mock draft trades.
You're just guessing.
Yeah, because it's such a guess.
Sticking with ESPN, this is a headline today.
Okay.
And Cakes, yes, you probably have ESPN Plus.
Man, this
you don't need to print these articles.
This is quite
up.
A revelation.
This is kind of like an eye opener for you.
It certainly is. Yeah.
But this headline could terrify you.
Oh no!
And it's somewhat obvious.
Why are you trying to scare me today, JP?
From Bill Barnwell, the headline. This is the cover of ESPN.com right now. Drafting quarterbacks is hard. Why history tells us Washington's pick might be terrible.
No, I don't like that headline. That headline designed to terrify me.
Do theory.
they are long overdue.
Aren't they overdue, especially on the number two pick?
Certainly.
They go through all the years where like more than three quarterbacks were drafted in the first round and whether they ended up being potential Hall of Famers, franchise quarterbacks, starters, disappointments.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And, you know, you've been talking about this for a while, going through the numbers. More often than not, they end up being disappointments.
They're usually misses. But isn't Washington due for, especially at the number two pick?
Good draft lock.
Their last two picks were RG3 and Chase.
Yeah.
All right. Whiff. Right. Aren't they due for maybe not a home run, but like a freaking double?
I would think.
Right? I mean, come on.
Triple. Let's give them a triple.
You're doing my due theory. I'm telling you, I need to get somehow. Can I get royalties on that?
Due theory.
Pat Riley, he patented three-peat, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Can I patent due theory?
I mean, go look it up.
Trademark it or whatever. I need to trademark due theory and Sice for Greatness.
Yes, get on that.
Those are literally. I mean, those are mine.
I guess so. You have squatter's rights. You love squatters.
I hate squatters.
All right, don't forget, coming up at 8:45, Dylan Strome for the Washington Capitals will join us. But next, this is such a Valdez story. A female surgeon reveals the one body part on men that gives away how big their junk is, and it's not their hands or their feet. We'll tell you which body part it is. Next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.